Welcome to Game of Thrones off-season here in the AfterBuzz TV studios. Today, we're talking about men. Carefully.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Yes, give it back.
Oh, that sound.
Let's keep it here for a minute.
Beautiful, sweet sound.
Oh, it's just therapy at this point, isn't it?
Really, it's therapeutic, right?
Some people go to therapy. I come to the AfterBuzz TV studios to do the Game of Thrones off-season show. Welcome back, everybody. Today we're talking the most majestic men of Game of Thrones. I'm your host, Ryan Malady, and joining me on today's panel is a special guest, Evan Mack.
How you doing, brother? I appreciate you, man. Listen, full disclosure, this is the first show I've ever signed up for, Game of Thrones, like when I first started AfterBuzz.
Really?
I've never been on. For like a year and a half. So like
this is anticipation
like
has been
this
building.
Is like a big moment
so
for me.
We can't disappoint you.
You better not.
You came for a good show,
though.
You picked a good one.
I agree, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And to his left is the perpetually lovely Kristen Snyder.
Well, thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm excited to talk about men with my men right here.
Your main man. Be one of the guys today.
I'll take it. You know I can roll with the boys.
That's
it's
right.
Fine.
That's right. So today's episode, you know, last month we did the fiercest females.
Dope.
Yeah, we did.
So it was
we talked about all those badass women.
Those bad women.
It was good too. I watched it. It was good.
I'm waiting for the first accidental cuss words we can put explicit on the podcast on iTunes. I won't be the one though. No, we had the fiercest females, and you know. It was a great show, such a great show that we decided we wanted to cover some of the men of the show. But we narrowed it down, because there's so many great men, so many great actors. We narrowed it down to just the most majestic of the men that we consider to be majestic. Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. Dignified. Glorious. You know, these kinds of words that when you look up the synonyms on Wikipedia, you know, you'll find that...
Shout out to Wikipedia.
Hey, shout out to
give them that dollar they keep asking for.
I give them $3 every year because I just feel so bad.
I use you so much.
They teach me more than college did sometimes. You know, it's like, I got to find something out about. For example.
Paid it forward.
Let's jump into news first. The news of the month.
Yes.
Speaking of things to find out on Wikipedia, I found out how to pronounce Haftar Julius Bjornsson's name,
nice.
Otherwise known as The Mountain. Gregor Clegane. And the news of the month for him is he just got married.
Lovely.
This is the second big Game of Thrones wedding of the 2018, the first being Kit Harington and Rose Leslie. This is the Mountain Haftar Bjornsson and his new wife, Kelsey Morgan Henson.
Just turned 14. Just kidding.
Just hit 5'2".
Let's hope not.
The Mountain standing at 6'9".
He's a grown man.
And on that mountain right there, I don't know the exact altitude, but it's 6'9" higher at this point because he's just a mountain himself. And they got married in his hometown in Iceland.
Of course.
His home country of Iceland. On a mountain, of course. And we got this Instagram picture up. It's really just posted a few hours ago. You guys can go check out their Instagrams for more. But
lovely.
On this picture, Bjornsson said, "It was my great pleasure now that I get to call Kelsey Morgan Henson my wife. I get to hold this beautiful woman through thick and thin for the rest of our lives. I'm so excited for all of the future adventures we will tackle side by side." Oh, could you?
Majestic man.
When you think of Franken monster man, you don't think of beautiful words like that. Henson turned around and wrote, "Looking forward to pulling this big guy around for the rest of my life. I love you now and forever, and promise to stand by your side through all that life throws at us. I love you, baby."
Sweet, man.
But we know what will happen to her if he doesn't. I mean,
well,
she's got a mountain coming out.
Listen, love in the air. Love is in the air.
He is still currently the world's strongest man.
I just watched a documentary on him, too, by the way.
Did you?
He was like Iceland's like mountain men or whatever. Like he was on it. And just, I mean, just throwing around. It's like concrete and just like steel for like on a Tuesday.
It's amazing. I used to watch those shows with my dad, the world's strongest men competition.
Unbelievable.
They take anvils and just throw them around and giant kegs. A beer and carry him while dragging a fire hydrant.
It's so true.
It's like, true. How do they? That's how they measure strength, and you know, no one else can do it better than the mountain in real life. I think it's so cool. He's the strongest character in the Game of Thrones world. He's also the strongest human being on the planet Earth.
And
now he's made even stronger by the by the whims of love.
I think I would be frightened by his love. I mean, that is a scary man. That's a lot I wouldn't of want love. Him mad at me.
You never know. He could be like a big old teddy bear. He could be like a gentle lover.
I bet he is. I bet he's like the most gentle lover.
He's just a big loaf of love.
Yeah.
Well, I got some news for you guys,
Kristen,
too.
Kristen, lay it on us.
Oh, what up?
Okay, so what will become of Varys in the final season?
Do you know?
Tell us.
Another majestic man. In a poll conducted by Express.co.uk, significant 27% believe that Varys will meet his end in season 8 at the hand of Daenerys' dragons.
I can't take Baelish and Ferris like back to back. I just literally get my heart can't take it. I might spontaneously can bust.
They think that he's literally going to be.
I might die.
They think he's literally going to be burnt alive. But another 27% claims that he'll keep his current position as on Dany's council if she claims the throne.
I cannot see Varys getting burned alive, but he's such a nice guy.
I'd be devastated. Survivor.
Okay, well, I like this last one. This is what I think is going to happen. It's close behind second place with a 26%. It's a likelihood that he will be slain by Melisandre. And I think this might happen because she gave him a forewarning about his death.
Yes.
You know, when she was leaving to go back to Valenta, she's like, I've done my part. And he's like, great, you know, stay away or whatever. And she's like, oh, I will return, dear spider. Mm-hmm. She said,
yes.
One last time.
Yeah, she's like, I have to die in this strange country, just like you. So yeah. That was a little bit of, she's seen into the future. She knows her death.
She knows his
death.
Well, and it shook him up a little bit because he's pretty strong. And but he had like that look, like, oh, like, look at it. That's...
Yeah, and he's, you know, there is a little bit to Varys that we don't quite get, because, I mean, I'm still kind of shook from that scene where he found that old wizard who's the one who mutilated him.
We don't talk about that, y'all.
We don't,
yeah,
Ryan. We don't, but we have to, because at that point I was like, okay, so he is a pretty benevolent person, but he has some dark corners, and anyone with dark corners is bound to slip up with someone,
especially
down the road eventually.
Thrones, brother.
I really feel like everyone, most like the older crew, is gonna die, and it's just gonna be like the children left at the end of this, and like Daenerys and Jon, and like the younger generation.
Set us up for some spinoffs.
I think the adults are gonna take this for the younger people, for the younger generation. They're gonna realize their mistakes in this world and just stand before them.
Millennial story all over again. Well, thank you so much for the news, Kristen. That's great, guys. We're just going to have a few men to talk about. Let's talk about one at a time. Let's talk about the moments that stood out for you as to why these characters earn the title of our most majestic men.
I'm ready to talk about these men.
Starting off with Daario Naharis.
Yes.
He is something special. You know, he's a rugged killer. He fights for women. He fights for passion, for rush, for the love. But for me, the moment, just to start us off, that made him look most majestic in my eyes was when he took down that champion of Meereen for Daenerys. Right, and he's like, "Let me kill this man for you." And he takes out his dagger. That's also a woman for the handle of the blade. Kisses it, and so majestically. Spears the guy right
That's
off his horse.
Good.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's like the perfect title. It's like the way he comes out and like really was honest. Like, listen, I'm a nobody. Like, my mother was a whore. Like I have nothing. But I do want to do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he just stood there. And then when they shot the arrows at him, he like knew the distance that they wouldn't hit him. And then he like peed on the arrows.
Now that's
majestic.
I don't know if I call that majestic. See, that's the hard part when we're going through this. Is like, you know, that's badass.
It really is, though.
That's not majestic.
It's so true.
You can't describe it. And then he pissed majestically on the dirt.
Yeah, when I
see
him running, I was like, he did pee majestically, though.
All right. Well, I got a little something different.
I can
Daario.
Predict the moment.
Ooh, you tell.
So, all men must cry. Mm. When he survived the Daenerys breakup. I mean, this is a man.
Oh.
He barely knew her.
Yeah.
And he dedicated his whole life to her. Disrobed when she wanted. Killed all her enemies.
True.
And then as she's taking off the narrow sea to Westeros, she's like, you know what? When I get there, I gotta make some alliances. So we gotta end this.
I bet he felt Valar Mafoolish.
But I bet... But I agree with you, but you got to think, what would have happened if Tyrion wouldn't have advised her to do that? Do you think she would have just, like, do you think she would have broke it off, like, ever? Or do you think she would have just kept him around if it wasn't for Tyrion's counsel?
I think she would have just probably ghosted, like, just not ended things, mm-hmm. just kind of, like, you know, went off on the ship and did her thing, mm-hmm. and he would get it eventually yeah. when she didn't write back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a question, quick question, and I might be butchering these actors' names, but... Which Dario did you prefer?
The first one!
Okay.
Damn it!
Jinx.
Listen! I'll buy her Coke afterward. Damn it, listen!
Michel Hoisin.
I love that dude. Then when I found out who he was, he was the guy that's in Deadpool. He's the guy that's in, like, the transporter guy. Like, yeah, that's the transporter guy!
Well, that's... He actually, I like this dude! He passed up being on the rest of the successive seasons for Game of Thrones to do the Transporter series.
I hope that's why.
Or series of movies.
Because I read two, like, conflicting things. I heard that they were kind of like, man, we don't know if we like this guy.
Do you
want
to be the Transporter? Do you want to be Dario Naharis?
That guy. The Transporter's not going to do well, man.
Yeah.
Call me on my phone. Call Evan, man. I'll let you know. Game of Thrones is the choice.
It's true.
I mean, they didn't really use him much, so to tell you the truth, he probably made the right career move.
Probably. But he was in Deadpool, though. He didn't even need Transporter. But maybe he got Transporter because of Deadpool, though.
Yeah. Well, he's not. He, you know what? Then he's not Majestic. He's off our list. Get him off the list. Michelle.
The second guy, then. You're right. The second one.
Deservingly. I love him.
The second guy.
Nice, dude.
Oh, no. This list is going to crumble. That's how I feel about all my relationships. Like, these men, they're always Majestic at first, and then you really get to know them.
That sounds like us.
And then it's not Majestic. The more you think about it, you're like, you know when he tumbled those two guys' heads on my floor? That wasn't Majestic.
No. No, not at all.
Even though he had that majestic smirk on his face, that wasn't Majestic.
It's all a lie.
Such majesty. It's all a lie.
Let's bring it back to Westeros for our next majestic man, Mr. Rob Stark.
I love Rob. You know,
tell me when did he become majestic for you?
He's precious.
Listen, like, he had to take care of his family after his father was killed, and what's more majestic than someone who has to inherit all that responsibility mm-hmm. of his siblings' mm-hmm. lives and being in control of the family? And I know what yours is. I mean, he was in control of a lot of people, and he's so young, and he lost his father, you know, not, like, at a time when he really needed him. He needed to grow underneath mm-hmm. his father, and so he was doomed as soon as he did that. But, I mean, he needs to just learn how to make some better deals, Stark.
To keep him.
He's
charming. He does make him.
It's true. Good in the army. He's always got some military strategy going on.
Yeah, see, the thing about those people in the north is they're not the most majestic folk.
You ever see snow when it first falls? It's very majestic.
The snow that's caught in Jon Snow's locks might be majestic.
Pretty majestic.
But a lot of the people of the north, they take pride in their ruggedness. They take pride in their grit. And, so it was a pleasant surprise to see that the Stark brothers, and not all of them. See, I wouldn't call Bran majestic, you know? I wouldn't call Arya majestic. But Robb Stark had always had this way about him, but it was that moment for me where he was crowned King of the North. You could just see a change in his face. Awesome. He's like, oh, okay, it's on, I guess.
King of the North!
Yeah, but it's like, you're right, it's like it hit him, though, like that he is, like, his father's position now. Like, it's like he's about to take that mantle. He's a brilliant actor, so you've seen all of that in that moment. It's pretty majestic. Unfortunately, not listening to his mother was kind of like led up to his demise, though. Like, you know, his marriage choice, kind of like, things are going south. I thought the majestic part when he didn't kill Theon, you know what I mean? I thought that was kind of, I think that showed a little bit of majesty right there, because he was little. There's a lot of things that Theon, like, you know, like inadvertently did kind of, but even though he's always in a tough spot, like, I think it showed a lot of majesty.
Indeed.
To not kill him.
I mean, majesty really comes down to being royal. Being a leader by choice, by divine greatness. And Rob had it, but it might have gone to his head a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's why he started making decisions that led to his demise.
Mom's like, please don't marry this chick. I know you love her, just please don't.
Just not right now,
There's a
man.
Whole lot of stuff that's going on.
Wait till after the war.
Then I just say, just wait after.
Or just don't.
Or just don't do it. Mother, I must. I'm like, no, you do not.
Mother, she's so majestic.
She's fine as hell, but you ain't got to die for her.
I agree.
Damn it.
See, there it was. Explicit. Sorry,
gosh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Darn it.
Sorry. Well, kings in the North run in the family, and the next king of the North, we don't know his demise or if there is going to be one, but you can't have a list of the majestic men of Game of Thrones without Jon Snow.
Oh. I like how you're doing
but you
that
know,
too.
But you know what? It took me a while to come up with my majestic moment because he's just like has that way about him. So it's like at one point did it hit you? He's a majestic guy.
I mean, for me, it was more so like his resurrection.
Seriously.
Being real majestic. Nothing like majestic when you wake up from the dead. I mean,
hard to argue
naked.
With that. Oh, that's
all
that. Oh, now we're getting down
table.
To it. It was butt naked Jon Snow.
Listen, there were a lot of reasons. But
I'd have figured you out.
Yeah. When a man's heart stops and then comes back,
butt naked.
But naked, even.
Are you describing your Friday night or Saturday morning?
I'm describing brunch. What you talking about?
Yeah, shout out to brunch, yo. Shout out to brunch.
That's, you know, that was, because there was a change in him.
Yes.
Before he was, you know, before the resurrection and before everything hit the fan, he was kind of still young, you know, still a young guy, inexperienced. As much as he wanted to be this, you know, this brooding, majestic man, he was kind of just a brooding, majestic boy. And through the seasonings of his experiences, I think he became more of a majestic man. Mm. For me, it was actually the most majestic moment that I picked for John was when he got to the top of the wall after the great climb and kissed Ygritte in that moment.
Beautiful.
On the wall.
Beautiful.
At first, being on top of the wall was everything he thought he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
When he first got there and he got up and he saw it and he's like, okay, well, this is it. Now this is my whole life, huh, I guess. I'm not too sure anymore. And he was kind of like a lost, kind of almost a, you know, he had lost a sense of direction, a sense of purpose, because he was always looking for it. But after he climbed that wall and kissed Ygritte, I think that was a new Jon Snow.
Didn't expect to find love. Didn't expect to find love. Didn't expect to find with a wildling.
Yeah.
And kind of turned his life upside down. He's like, I'm going to be on the night's watch. From here to the end of time. Celibate. Never married.
Wow,
never to wed. Never.
You make my heart sing.
So we got up on that redhead, man.
You make me break all my oaths.
It's true, though. You know she's fine when you marry her. Like, you want to get married to her in the show and in real life. That's how you know.
That's right. Rose loves a kid.
She got reach.
You could tell, too. In the series, you're like, she really does. Well, so there you go, Jon Snow. You're a majestic man. You know it. We all know it.
We know.
You know.
Now, I think this next one might be Chris's favorite. You want to start with him? You want to give us the man?
Oberyn.
Oh, he does it for you. Does he do it for you?
I mean, like, I could tell you about all the dreams I've had about Oberyn, but nobody could probably relate to those.
But then we'd have to add another E to the iTunes.
You guys going on, like, just a couple dates, you know? It was libraries, ice cream,
Oberyn, he's just, like, he's exactly my type. Like, that is my type. Like, if you look like Oberyn Martell, like,
so
he'd be up
much,
in my DMs.
Oh, you're pretty
like,
much in there,
real.
Huh?
I really like him.
Is it the accent? Is it the philosophy?
It's just like this overwhelming confidence and like the darkness and the suaveness.
Oh,
and he's so charming.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you when he was most majestic to me was when he almost beats the mountain. But his pride gets in the way.
We all know the mountain was dead. He was done. He had the mountain beat.
Yeah.
It was over. But damn it.
He couldn't follow through.
Couldn't follow through. Too much cockiness.
Yes. And that's why he was just as the prince and not the king.
Exactly. That's what old homegirl over there didn't understand. While she over here talking about a weak man and all that stuff. You should understand something. That's why he wasn't the king. Because he's too arrogant. Your boy's too arrogant. You probably like that in your dreams.
No. I mean, and the whole part about where he gets beat is like blocked out for me. Like, I just remember everything up until that.
You repressed the moment of his death.
I feel like Oberyn,
didn't happen for me.
Oberyn wasn't fit to really lead, to really be a royal person. I mean, he was great royalty, but he was, as growing up as the second son, you know, not even in succession to rule. It's more of like you're kind of a vice president kind of guy. You know, you show up to weddings and you show face for Dorne, but you don't really have to have responsibilities.
Well said.
But for at the very moment I laid eyes on Oberyn, when he first came to King's Landing, And I can't ever get it out of my head. The lines when he hears the Lannister man, kind of a dick move, singing the Reigns of Castamere. It's kind of like the toot and call of the frat boy.
Yes.
If you're in the Lannister army.
Well said.
Because you're like, yeah, I can do what I want. Oberyn walks in and he goes, you think because you have these gold and your lions and your gold lions that you're better than everyone else. Something like that.
No, it was like that.
But
that was good.
But you're just a pink little man who's far too slow on the draw. And it's just, then he stabs the guy in the wrist. You're like, whoa, like...
No joke.
Sexy.
What a majestic man.
There's nothing to do about that. That's just majesty right there. You can't.
Your majesty.
Like the audacity.
Because he could talk a big game, but he can back it up too because he's the greatest warrior the South had seen.
You better believe it.
So.
I 100% agree. Like mine was when he took the trial by combat.
Yes.
When Tyrion delivers that powerful monologue that, I'm guilty of being a dwarf. Like I demand a trial by combat. I don't care what his reasons were. He took that fight. For Tyrion, and that showed to me like how majestic he was, because not you can call it cocky, you can call it that's Lannisters, they always pay their debts, whatever you want to call it. At the end of the day, something in him is like, I'm taking this fight.
Yeah,
because they're showing him, and he's like inspired by that speech. He like when they cut to him after he goes trial by combat, they cut to Oberon. Like he knows he's gonna get tapped for that. It could be anybody, but he just knows who's it gonna be. And I thought that was. That was like the coup de grace.
He stepped up. He did his duty. Oh. He did it for revenge, but still, he did it
exactly.
Oberyn,
I'm only hearing the good things. It's like in and out for me. You guys are saying.
I might dream about him tonight too. I
know you will.
You got me convinced.
I know you will.
I forgot how majestic he was. Oberyn Martell.
We miss you, man.
We miss you so much.
We miss you
tonight.
Let's do one more majestic man. And then we're going to play a game.
Ooh, game.
All right, but real quick, let's talk. And Evan and I quickly bonded before we started the show.
Well, love first sight now. Now I'm in love with you.
I love you, man.
Because no one has said this until...
I love this man.
But no one has said this until I've met you, by the way. You have no idea.
It's crazy.
I've been fighting with people forever about this.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills every time I talk about this.
This is
anyone who's a fan of the show or watches our show, our podcast, or listens to it on iTunes, by the way, if you're on YouTube, hope you enjoy the images that we're rolling out for you. If you guys are listening on iTunes, thanks for subscribing.
Thank you.
And if you guys are fans, then you know how big of a fan I am of Peter Baelish. Let me just tell you something.
Baelish.
His name is spelled with Bay.
That's it. Shouldn't that just drop the mic right there? Drop the pen. It's over. His name is spelled with Bay.
B-A-E.
Look at that adorable
Irishman.
Look at
that majestic man.
His mustache is majestic.
He's like Aiden the Gillen. Iron Man of superheroes. I think that's why you guys like him.
There's so many reasons why I'm in love with Peter Baelish.
Everything he did was majestic.
Everything.
The way he spoke, the way he dressed,
the way he walked, the way he talks.
He was a manipulator.
The way he manipulated.
Yeah, that was majestic.
The way he fell in love with a mother and her daughter.
Majestic.
He created his own brand of majesty. I mean, his...
Thank you very much. He created his own brand.
Of the Mockingbird. Or the... What was it? Yeah, it was the Mockingbird.
This is before Instagram. He created his own brand?
He created his own image of royalty. And you know what? He dreamed it from the lowly island fingers to the high council in King's Landing to being Lord of the Vale.
Can you rest your case?
All right. I'm just going to interrupt you guys and tell you my moment.
Monologue ever of how majestic Peter Finger is. Peter Baelish. Lord Baelish. Bay.
Speaking of monologues, Kristen, you want to?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm in love.
Literally, my moment was when he did take over the Vale, like you mentioned, but pushing Lysa down the moon door.
He did it. He even did that majestically.
The push was...
Majestic. Nice little push.
He like... He pushed her majestically. It wasn't even like a dirty, grunty shove.
Lord Baelish.
It was like tip. and with that, that's new on the soundboard.
I love that.
Haven't heard that one before. That's pretty good. But speaking of monologues, my moment would be his monologue that he gives to Varys about chaos is a ladder.
100% agree with you.
Because at that moment, I was like, wow, he really is. At first, you're like, okay, he's definitely a manipulator, and he's making moves, and he's kind of, he's one of those guys that's like kind of a yes man to he's kind of a suck up. But with that speech, you're like, wow, this guy is a real player in the game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be watching his moves a lot more closely, and I'm actually kind of afraid in a very exciting way for this man and what he has to accomplish.
Yeah.
And he was majestic all the way until, well, the trial, he wasn't very majestic.
Very disrespectful, though.
Yeah.
The way they just think they could just kill my guy the way they did. He's still alive, though, in my mind and my heart and my soul.
Long live Littlefinger.
Peter Baelish.
Bay. But the Bay.
But it's Bay, though.
Bye.
He was like, you know what? He was like, when Ferris was like, I did it for the realm. And he was like, the realm. He's like, you know what the realm is.
The realm.
He's like, he's got 1,000 swords of Aegon's enemies. Oh, he killed that joint.
He's like
a story we tell each other over and over until we believe these lies.
Chaos is a ladder.
Chaos is a ladder.
Okay, I'm Lord Baelish.
Lord Baelish.
Can we just wrap the show up
because
right now?
He died. We had the most amazing women on this show treat him to a special death. So I'm saying Baelish.
Good Baelish.
Goodbye.
For now-ish.
For now. All right.
And now you guys want to play a game-ish?
We sure do. Yes.
All right, guys, we're playing a game. This month's game is called Riddle Me This.
All
right. I put a question mark, so it's Riddle Me This. I'm Ron Burgundy.
That's so good.
So I'm gonna give you guys a so let me read this out. Since not all the men in Game of Thrones can actually qualify as majestic. Mm-hmm. Let's play a game where, you know, with the men who are not so majestic. Okay, so I'm going to give you some clues, and you try to guess the not-so-majestic man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
These men don't have to be bad guys or anything. They're not majestic men by any means. Hint number one, who is this man? This man has been forbidden to die.
So, when you said forbidden, I was going to go with Jon Snow. That's what I was thinking. It's like you just said they're not majestic.
Yeah, and he's
so
majestic.
It's like he's so majestic, so it's not him.
He played.
So if you want, I've provided some images that might be a clue. Okay.
Books.
So think of
Samuel Tarly.
Samuel Tarly.
And since Halloween's next week, here's an M&M.
Thank you.
So wait a minute. So what about when he like took the violin girl? Like, that's kind of majestic.
He didn't even do it majestically.
He didn't.
I wouldn't call it majestic.
What about
I'm trying here.
He was kind of scared the whole time.
I'm trying.
Every time.
Can we talk about Samuel for a second? What about when he found Dragonglass? What about when he fixed Jorah Mormont?
Guys, when he's cutting off the grayscale.
Yeah, these are cut it off. I've got the grayscale.
Look, these are all very ingenuitive.
Not majestic.
Yeah, they're brave at some occasions.
Very creative.
Intelligent, but majestic. Fine.
It's his nuts.
I think it depends on the angle.
You put some thought into this. It's really true. And when you get down to brass tacks, it's really not majestic.
He's not a majestic man.
Very ingenuity, like the ingenuity of the grayscale thing, but not majestic.
Yeah, he's a smart cookie.
Even when he took his dad's sword, he did it like a little punk. He
drops it and stuff. It's like, I love Sam.
Fine.
But he's not majestic.
Unlike Peter Baelish, though. We already talked about that a little bit.
He's majestic.
All right, next one. Great job, Kristen. Our next one is, although he's not majestic, he's a hot, juicy mutton chop.
You want to die?
Oh, my God. I've been staring at this for, like, days. You have no idea.
Now, there's our clue. And for those listening at home, we do have some visual clues. If you want to play along, go to our YouTube channel.
Okay, was this the hound when he ate the chickens? Remember when he took the chickens?
It's the hound!
Oh, you're killing it right now.
Is this the clues are so really
helpful? So the clue were two chickens. You remember when he's like, I think I'll take two chickens.
Yeah.
When he got in that brawl.
So you say now, he's not majestic either?
I'm saying, no, he's not majestic. He's rough and he's brash and he doesn't.
There's a tough judge going on right now.
When he drinks wine, he spills all over himself and he just doesn't care.
What about his moments? You know, does he have any moments of majesty? Nothing that comes to your mind at all?
no, not really. He's like, no, not really. No. I love the Hound, and so I can't wait for the Game Bowl. But
he joined like the Church Clan. Majestic.
He was on his way to Majesty, though. He was on his way to Majesty.
He could have. He almost made it to Majesty. Yeah,
they ruined it when they killed him.
But now he's miles from Majesty.
That literally was his. Like, I love that show so much. That was like his moment of like peace. Yeah. He was so close.
For a split second, and then they come in and just kill everyone.
Can I just say, I thought this might have been hot pie because of the juicy mutton chop.
Well, the reason why the clue was he's a hot, juicy mutton chop is because that's what Arya Stark says to him when she's rubbing it in his face that he got his face burned by his older brother. Yes. She's like, when he pressed your face to the fire like a hot, juicy mutton
chop.
She
sure does.
She laid him on him, and that kind of was a sore spot for him. So here you go. Kristen, is an M&M.
Oh, M&M's. We have to eat these right now?
Yes.
Just gonna put it right here.
Okay. next not so majestic man. He's no Theon Greyjoy.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with Reek. Right?
That's like you're killing it right now.
I didn't
even
see that.
Oh, because you are savage for that sausage, by the way.
I didn't even see the sausage.
Your pictures are incredible, but that's really by the way.
Bad. The clue really was a nice smoked sausage. All nice and
that is. This is your most accurate, not majestic heat, because he is at his worst.
He at one point could have been majestic, Theon himself.
But many moments.
Theon was majestic, but Reek, not so much.
Oh my God, man!
Very good job, Kristen, killing it.
Very smart. I don't know why I read these earlier and I couldn't think of them. When we're here and we've been talking about it, it's all in my brain.
You got Game of Thrones. Like
I'm in the zone.
There's like a certain amount of neurons dedicated to just Game of Thrones.
We're
like,
in that
right
area
over,
right now.
Hey, I've been dreading this moment ever since I got the rundown. I was like, man, this is gonna be really
bad. These are
bad.
Hard.
Good thing Kristen's sitting next to
you. Yeah, I'm taking. I'm trying to not cheat off her paper either. That's what I'm doing, like this right here. I'm like, what's going on over there?
By the way, side note, I would say that Ramsay had his majestic moments too, but you know, we're not going to include him as the most majestic.
But
man.
He had some majestic moments.
Are you kidding me?
He had a couple majestic moments.
All I can think is terrible things when I think of Ramsay.
That's why he didn't make the list.
Okay,
but see, that was a
he's like,
he did look pretty good in some furs.
Just saying, good moments.
Right, guys. Next, not so majestic man. Here's your clue.
Okay, we talked about this.
That's Hodor. That was like kind of like a pre-show. That's like my only one I'm getting, by the way, because I'm looking at the rest of these. I'll take it.
There it is.
Let me get an M&M.
Here's some M&Ms for you.
M&M.
Two.
Thank you, sir.
Hodor. He plays DJ. Who plays Rave of Thrones. Not so majestic man, but definitely deserved to be highlighted in the game because he's such a great man.
Absolutely.
He had his sacrificial moment, but again, he didn't do it majestically. It was kind of chaotic. No. All right. So next not so majestic
man. He's a sweetheart, though.
Yeah, we love Hodor.
Had a way with words.
And I don't know if you noticed the hint was a doorstop. So.
I did see bro, that.
Just saying.
Brilliant.
Jimmy, you are killing it today.
With those clues.
Look at his visual images out here.
Why, thank
you. Look at his imagery.
All right, guys, two more. Or maybe three for a bonus round. This next one is, this young man used to have a nice set of horns, but not anymore.
This one, I really don't know.
What's it called?
Yes.
God.
I know who it is. Now, but I mean, his name.
After you saw the hint.
Was that the Baby Baratheon?
Yes.
Yeah. Baby Baratheon. That's what I call him.
I know, it's tough.
What is his name?
It's not Godric. Was it Godric? No, it's not Godric.
Not Godric, but it's kind of close.
It's not his Baby Baratheon. That's what I always call him.
Can you say something that rhymes with his name? Because I know this. Oh, my God.
It almost sounds like laundry.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Gendry.
Yeah. Damn it! It's Baby Baratheon.
Baby Baratheon.
Stop giving him all these cute nicknames.
Here, I'm gonna break this in half.
Give me half an M&M. Give me the nickname that I created for him. I get half an M&M. Thank you.
Half an M&M. How was work tonight, dog? I got 3.5 M&M. It's a great day.
I'm doing all right.
Right, I can never remember his name. It's
I know.
Do you know another Gendry? What's another word that sounds like Gendry?
He has the potential to be majestic.
Absolutely.
One day. But right now he just has the majestic boots. He can't fit them. They're way too big for his for his little rowboat feet.
I guess.
The last one, not so majestic man, would never wear flowers to a wedding. Ever. But he did wear purple.
Oh yeah, that is definitely.
Oh yeah, that is definitely Joffrey. Yeah,
that's Joffrey.
All right, you got it. It's Joffrey.
He turned purple at the wedding.
He did. It's called the purple wedding.
We get Joffrey's those other wedding. Halves.
And I'm gonna break
this. One. You use that poor crossbow.
I kind of just accidentally obliterated.
It's all good.
Now we're down to crumbs.
You got into crumbs.
That's when he used that poor crossbow to hurt the Ferris's birdie. Yeah,
It was in that moment that he was picking out outfits with his tailor, and he scolds him. He's like, no flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much better. He knew fashion. He knew fashion. He has majestic moments.
He looked good though.
Overall, a coward, not so majestic. Great job, guys. And you know what? I had so much fun with these that I've given you some bonus rounds.
Oh, shoot. Yes.
Bonus question. He would never buy her a wedding ring. But if he would, it would be September's birthstone. Speaking of weddings, he would never buy her a wedding ring. But, if he did, it would probably be September's birthstone.
Is that
potatoes?
That's ginger, right?
That's ginger.
Oh gosh, redhead?
That's yeah.
Oh,
Tommen?
Joffrey? We're talking about the big wildling, right?
Yes.
Oh my god.
You got it.
Giant Bane, right?
Tommen Giant Bane.
Dang, got it.
I'm glad you got the ginger.
Let me get
an M&M.
Thank you.
Can I get an M&M?
That was fun.
Great job, guys.
Yeah.
The ginger hint. I was like, how
that's ginger.
It's ginger.
That's brilliant, brother.
Love it.
I saw potatoes, but so I do love ginger.
The
too.
Reason the I kind of made it harder. September's birthstone is sapphire, and Brianna Tarth is from Sapphire Islands.
Clever young man.
Thank you. A lot of fun. Thanks for playing, guys. I'm going to have to say you guys tied it up, and you each get some M&M crumbs.
Wow.
He's doling out the M&Ms.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Let's jump back to our most majestic man list.
We have just a few more. We're going to appreciate them like they deserve to be appreciated with our favorite moments. Guys, let's open it back up with arguably the most majestic man, at least at first in the first half of the season. Sir Jaime Lannister.
Mm. Mm. I mean, the majesty.
Can we just...
Can you just drink him in? Really? Let's drink him in.
Drink him in.
Look at it.
Look at that. Look at that chiseled jaw.
Oh, Nikolai Walder called dough.
Just the hair flowing.
I hated when he cut his hair, though. I mean,
I know. He lost some of his majesty when he did.
Yeah, for sure.
But, he's
the
still
Kingslayer
majestic in my
just
eyes.
Looking majesty.
As soon as he got to Winterfell, and they're like, oh, it's Jaime Lannister. What do we know about him?
Legend.
And we were introduced to him as through the children's eyes.
Yeah.
Like, wow, who is this majestic creature? When David Benioff and D.B. Weiss were talking about casting for the role of Jaime Lannister, they described how hard of a challenge it really was to find someone who was good-looking, acting chops, physical. Basically, they needed a true movie star. And when they found Mr. Walder Caldo, knew that they
so regal.
That they won.
Yeah,
they won the casting challenge because he is one of the most majestic men I've ever seen.
Yeah, one of the best scenes is when he's talking to Jon Snow about the Night's Watch. Just the swag. Like,
yeah, just the swagger.
He's like, I hope you like what you're doing. He goes, because it's just for life, So
yeah,
cheerio.
He says it like it is. He was born and bred to be majestic.
Absolutely.
He was primed and primed to be
majestic.
And
he knows he is. That's the thing is, he recognizes his majesty. He recognizes his clout and who he is.
He's got a strong family name.
He slayed a king.
He had to.
He had
by
to go.
What right?
I'm sorry.
By
he had
what
to go.
Right does the wolf judge the lion? And the lion being the most majestic of creatures, literally the symbol for majesty.
Yes.
I mean, Jaime Lannister, can we just go home? No, we got a few more, but do you have any moments for Jaime?
Yes, what about when he jumped in that bear pit to help my lady Brienne?
It was glorious.
Yes.
I mean, what man's going to do that?
Glorious.
Only the most majestic ones. I mean, the way he negotiated his way out of that situation, he lost a hand and with that some majesty, but at least he replaced it with a golden one.
And he had to be humbled, though. That hand was like, it was humbling. That was his his comeuppance. And it was one of those things like, okay, I'm still Jaime, but a little minor setback here.
Before he was wearing the role of being majestic, and now I think it's been kind of stripped from him,
yes.
Like you said. And who knows, maybe he'll get back to who he used to be as far as that majestic man. But if he does, he's going to have to earn it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's what he wants anymore.
Exactly. Things have changed, especially getting close to the last season.
He's a true story.
I think there's nothing
tragedy.
More sexy than a man with scars. So, you know, I like the new hand. It just shows what he's been through and what he'll go through for you. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out. You learned two things from Listen today. From Chris, listen. Look like Oberyn, you're in there. If you're missing a limb, you in there.
You in there.
I'll let your girl, man. Listen, y'all. Chat roll. If y'all popping in here.
She's at Cinematic Escape.
Get up in the DMs.
I'm just stay silent.
Dare I say another? I don't think she'll be able to stay silent after this next majestic man, Mr. Khal Drogo.
It's another adult male.
I know that
he's like a real life merman.
There we go. I know that the word majesty and majestic isn't used often to describe the men and women of the Khalasar.
Yeah. The Dothraki.
They don't described as majestic, but I got to tell you, Khal Drogo. He had a majesty about him.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, that moment when he fought, what's his name? Mago, in the tent, after he insulted his wife.
Yep.
And he just did it with his bare hands.
Brute force.
He did it with like a dancing style that you're like, he's whipping his hair around, ripping guys' throats out.
That's so true, he did not.
You're like, really wow, that is majestic.
Yeah, there's something majestic about like just a grown man that can just... take your arms off, probably. There's something about that. It's just, what do you want me to do?
You just eat you.
What do you want me to say? He's a majestic man. Keeping up with the theme of the show.
There's a reason why they put him into other movies where he plays this like big, strong, leading male of majestic. I mean, he's Aquaman.
Yeah.
He's a superhero.
He's a real life merman. I met him at Comic Con and it was just like, wow.
Was he a person?
Did he have an aura? Locks of hair, and yeah, he just has an aura, and he's like amazing, beautiful man. But how about when he fell in love with Khaleesi? Absolutely. And like, I was scared for her, you know?
Yeah,
and like the fact that we got to see like this leader of this clan who was so like. Savage.
Yes.
Come down to a level of being able to fall in love and being able to relate to this woman who was sort of brought to him as like a slave. You know, it just like, I feel like it took a lot. It really changed him as much as it changed her. I think they changed each other for the best.
Well said.
And what's more majestic than being humbled into falling in love? No man is an island.
Oh,
we getting deep sugar here. Honey iced
tea. I love it. I love it when Kristen talks about falling in love because it makes me month on Falling in Love with Kristen Snyder.
It's very sweet.
Joining us, Evan Mack with the Cupid arrow.
It's so ridiculous.
A couple more guys.
Do I got time to pick my bone with you?
You do. Let's get through these. Next two, and then we're going to do honorable mentions, and then we'll roll out.
I got beef with you, man.
I know you do. I know. I'm going to hear it from you here in a second. But first, let's talk real briefly about a character who I figured was the stereotypical majestic knight of Game of Thrones.
He was.
Loras Tyrell.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. That's exactly a good way of putting it, too.
He was the Prince of Flowers. First time we see him, he's at a joust. And Sansa is being wooed by him, you know, quote unquote wooed. It was really to woo his boyfriend Renly, but still, no man I think could rock a set in armor like that. The intricate roses,
elegance,
and he's sitting upon the horse, and then he dismounts the mountain in a joust. So not only is he beautiful and he's got this great outer, you know, spirit. And he treats his men ever so sweetly, but but he also has the abilities, the fighting skills.
Yeah, he's
to actually back
skilled.
It up.
Yeah, he's skilled at what he does as well. Mm. Well said.
He's unexpectedly majestic.
Oh my!
There you go.
There we go.
He is.
There
you go. Get him on that trusty, that noble steed.
He's a majestic. Not anymore. He dead.
But why you gotta bring up old stuff?
Bring up old stuff.
I'm just saying.
Like he died.
He did, though.
That's so messed up.
All right, last on our list for this list of most majestic men is Jorah Mormont.
Fan favorite.
He's a fan favorite, man. He's, I wasn't sure whether to include him or not, but because he's just so rugged, he's like this mountain man kind of, you know. But he really is. He really is a majestic man. And I don't know if we have it. No, we don't. A copyright issue or whatever, but if you guys go on YouTube and you look up Jorah Mormont saying Khaleesi, there's all kinds of compilations.
Yeah, there's a compilation. There's like a
every single time he says Khaleesi in Game of Thrones. Khaleesi, Khaleesi, Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Please, listen to me, Khaleesi. Khaleesi! Every time he says it, it's
boys
just
in love, man.
If there was a word other than majestic, it'd be Khaleesi. These are the most Khaleesi men.
It's so true. Like my moment for him is literally just that, like him holding out hope of being with her. To me, that shows a little bit, you know what I mean? It's a little bit of majestic right there, just holding out that one little sliver of tonic. If I catch her drunk one night,
yes,
maybe she'll finally understand that I'm the one that she should be with.
He's persistent.
She might come around.
He's loyal.
There's something, there's something majestic about that. Loyalty, like true love.
He never gives up. He's a romantic. Deep down, he's a hopeless romantic.
I love it.
He's a fighter. He's a lover. The way he stands, the way he walks right next to his woman.
Keep it going!
What about that time when he got grayscale and he stays away?
Seriously.
And he thinks he's gonna die. And so rather than seeing Khaleesi, he writes her that love letter. Right?
Majesty.
Even in his impending death, he did it in a majestic way. And for that, we salute you, Jorah Mormont.
You are ridiculous.
That's officially our list of the most majestic men. But we have some honorable mentions and that didn't make the list. Please tell me why you're upset.
Why did Lord Ferris not make the list? Okay. Why is he an honorable mention? Everybody knows an honorable mention is a list that you make because you didn't want to put him in the main list. So you put him in the honorable mention because you feel bad by not putting him in the main list. And you know Lord Ferris, when he gives his origin story to Tyrion and he tells you his struggle and how he became a eunuch and was left in the slums and a thief, and then he rose up and he got into the court and then he caught the guy that gave him all this trouble. What more majestic moment is that? It's the greatest moment ever.
Okay, you are absolutely right.
What's wrong?
Varys is majestic.
You could have put it in the list.
The way that Varys speaks and the way he dresses and the way he carries himself, he's a very majestic person.
Why? But, what's the but?
But?
Don't you say something. If you say it's because he don't have no genitalia, you and I go fight after this show. It's going to be Game of Thrones after this show. Let's wrap it.
It's 2018. I would never explicitly say that.
That's what you were trying to say.
But I didn't say it.
I can't believe that's why. You're a savage. He has to have genitalia to be majestic.
I mean, he's on here. He's just last.
he's last. He's on there.
You are
literally on the last
page.
That's the only thing on that page.
He's at the bottom on the last page.
The page didn't even print it out. He put it on the next page.
I stapled over Lord. It's
you guys are so disrespectful in this panel. How dare you?
He's a very. I don't know if he would even consider himself a man, though. Would he? Does he?
That's a good. Yes.
I didn't know.
Like a. You know what I mean? Like a wounded man. Like a man that's been through a lot. You know what I mean? Just a man that's been through the struggle, a majestic struggle. You know what I'm saying?
I think he considers himself a eunuch, and he's separated himself from gender.
Touché.
And he doesn't like to subscribe to man or woman, and he doesn't commit himself to either.
That's what makes him majestic.
He
believes in genderless love.
Why don't you?
Yes.
You name me a better eunuch. I'll wait. Name me a better eunuch. I dare you. In the world.
Grey Worm.
Grey Worm is
close,
pretty good.
Damn, that's close. Damn, you had an answer. Come on. She had an answer for me.
Hey, you know what? Zoro Zoan Doxos didn't make the list either, okay? He's pretty darn majestic.
That makes me feel much better.
Thank you. But, to tip my hat to you, Varys is a majestic man, or however he defines
identifies
himself.
There were
a few others, guys. If there's any other majestic men of Game of Thrones that we happen to miss or not mention on purpose, please leave a comment. We'd love to hear what your opinions are of our list. Your favorite moment. I just sank a little bit.
Please tell me that. I don't care.
If you have some favorite moments that you'd like to share, please throw them in the comments. We're not as majestic as the men on the show, but
no.
But we do derive a lot of entertainment and fun from it. So we hope you did the same. So please, if you liked our show, give us a thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't already. We only have a few more of these Game of Thrones off-season shows before the actual season comes back.
The final season.
Until then, I'm Ryan Mallotti. You can find me everywhere at Ryan Mallotti or at Ryan Mallotti. Same name, same spelling, different pronunciation. Let me know what you like better on the interwebs. Evan, where can we find you?
Evan T. Mack, Instagram and Twitter. It was a pleasure, man. You're awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you for
having me. Thanks for being here. We'll fight about Varys later.
We do, man.
But we agree on Littlefinger.
Oh, my God. That's the love affair will never end because of that.
There you go.
And I'm Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. You can follow me at Cinematic Escape.
Cinematic Escape.
Cinematic Escape.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for this episode of Game of Thrones off-season here at AfterBuzz TV. See you next month.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.